Hello and welcome to the Finance Audit Committee meeting on for the Cabazon Water District on Tuesday, June 20th, 2023 at 5 o'clock p.m. Let's stand for the pledge. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated.
Director Terry Tincher?
Here.
Director Sarah Wargle?
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollack?
Here.
And Financial Consultant Daniela Uriarte?
Here.
Okay, so first up, we're going to go over the budget again. And that's going to be under the first tab of your board packet.
So there have been a few modifications because we brought in the May actual into our budget. So now we do have updated figures. And if you, I know we did go over this a few weeks back, so I can touch on the items that did change because we, our net income has increased. So we did have a positive change. It has now, it is now at $159,000 with a $150. So I can let you know which items changed. We did have a, let me see, an increase for our base rate for water bill. This is now taking into account the base rate for DHPO sales that the budget was not initially considering, so that has been increased. We also decreased our commodity sales by 9.2K due to the May actual activities. We had a little bit of less revenue than we anticipated. For our property taxes, our budget line increased by $7,000 due to our May actuals. We received more property taxes than we anticipated. The same applies for our interest income. We increased it from $24.1K to $35.7. So for our total revenues, our overall budget increase is of $28,000 with $400. For our expenses,
excuse me.
Yeah.
We're on this, right?
Yes.
I'm lost already.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Are you under number one?
Yes.
So I'll let you know which lines we are looking.
Okay.
So for the very first one would be line three.
Okay, I got that.
We increase that. Then for our commodity sales, line four.
Okay.
That got decreased because our May actuals included less revenues than we anticipated. Our property taxes in line 13, we increased that by $7,000 due to our May actuals. We received more property taxes than we initially anticipated. And the same applies for our interest income in line 16.
Okay.
So for our total revenues in line 18, there's been a budget increase of $28,000 with $400
okay.
compared to our last version of the budget that we had. Now, for our expenses, we, so I'm going to touch on some notable changes because everything else remained the same except for these few ones. So it is for our, one second, employee benefits expense. That is in line 24. Thank you. There's been a slight increase of $3,000. Due to the workers' comp final audit premium. For facilities, wells, that is line 37, our total amount has been decreased by $47,000 compared to our prior budget version as we had some expenses that were overstated. But now that we brought in May actuals, we brought them to our actual projections. The same applies for our support services. There's been a decrease of $11,000. That is line 58. And for vehicle fuel on line 63, there's been an increase of 1,800. So in total, for our total expenses in line 76, that has been decreased by 64,000, which brings our net income in line 81. There's been an overall increase of 92,000. So it's been a change in the positive direction.
That's an increase from just the proposed budget that we went over last time?
Yes, that's correct.
Are we looking, like, comparing the adopted budget from 2022-2023?
Yeah, I think that's...
No.
To the new budget?
No, so these were the changes that happened once from the time that we presented the budget a few weeks back. We brought in the May actuals into our projections. So those are the changes that have happened since.
So we don't have
that stuff on here, that's why
I was so confused.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, but I can touch base on the changes from our adopted budget that we had last year compared to our projection. Because if you can see, our adopted budget for fiscal year 23, our net income was at negative 90,300.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So our projections are much higher than that.
Yes.
Yeah. And that is due to our increased revenues. We had more revenue.
I like the bottom line.
Yeah. Yes,
the bottom line. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other particular questions I can answer, or if you would like me to go into detail on anything?
No, it makes more sense.
We're going to go into it in detail.
We will, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any questions? No, I mean, as far as revenue, the one thing that was pointed out to me today is that there's several 2-inch meters over at the Cabazon outlet that have been there since it's opened. So those are cash registers that will be replaced here soon.
Yeah, how long has that been there?
96. I'm not sure when the pipeline was installed in 96. I'm not sure when the actual stores opened.
Well, it opened in three different sections.
Yeah. Yeah.
The original one was in 96, wasn't it?
Somewhere right around there.
Yeah, well, larger meters like that, or 2-inch meters, should be replaced every 10 years. So they're long overdue.
We're losing money.
Okay. No, because I think we're going to go over the whole thing.
Yeah.
The big meeting.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Next up is going to be finance and
the
audit, the balance sheet.
Yeah. Do you want to go over this or do you want me to go? All right. So, yeah, under the financials tab, this is our financials as of May 31st, 2023. And on the first page is the balance sheet. The district's combined cash with Chase Bank and local agency investment fund balance was at $1,648,308 at the month end, and the total liabilities at line 31 were at $1,887,460 at month end. And speaking of the LAIF account, we did start the process of opening up that class account. We're just waiting on a letter from our bank, like, that they need in order to open it. So I keep asking our bank representative. She responded first, like the first week, and then after that, I haven't heard anything. So I just sent her another email.
That bank is terrible.
She responded really quick the first time, and I was like, oh, this is great. And she's like, oh, which account are you trying to get the approval for? I'm like, this one, and then nothing. So we'll see if she responds to this recent email, but so far, nothing. All right, so now we're gonna move on to the profit and loss. And the year to date is at 92% of the year. We just have one more month to go after this one. And on the first column A, those are the expenses that have happened during this month, or revenue. Column B, that is from July 1st until now. Column C is the budget, and then column D is the percentage that we're at. So I'm going to point out a few of them. If you have any other questions, so let me know. On line 10, we have the standby fees tax revenue. This one's at 114%. There's the standby fees that go on all the parcels in the district, and there just ended up being a lot more than we expected. Most of the revenue for that comes in May and January, and so we received a lot more in May, and it's at 114%. So on line 16, we have the interest income. This one's at 282%. This includes interest earnings in the district's LAIF and other investment accounts, and interest charged on overdue customer balances. The year-to-date is over budget due to high interest collected on customer bills and higher interest rates on the BNY Reserve Fund and BNY Repayment Fund and LAIF. So our total revenue is on line 19, that's at 97%, so a little bit more than expected. And now moving on to expenses, there's not really anything major in payroll. Overall on line 27, the total payroll is at 90%. On line 31, we have meter testing and repair. That one's only at 9%. I think the only charge that we've had for that was testing the DHPO meter. If the customers have their meters tested, I believe they pay for it.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we don't incur expenses for that.
On line 37, we have facilities, wells, T&D, other. That one's at 154%. That was the maintenance on the clay valve and like a tank altitude valve.
SCADA upgrade, there was a well 5 fuse that was blown, that was $950. Bay Electric came out on 2 separate occasions for the generator, $1,179 and $2,100.
But overall that section for the total facilities, wells, T&D, it's only at 84%. So that one's really high, but all the other ones in that section are bring it down.
Were you padding for that in the budget?
I did make an adjustment for the upcoming budget to $32,000 based on a 5% increase for the year-end projection for that line.
But also, I think, didn't we have more maintenance than usual for the clay valves?
Yes.
Because we put them all in the 1 year instead.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be spread out over the years.
Well, facilities and wells, it says it's 14% less than it was last year.
Is that for line 36?
Oh, because a lot of the chunk that was this year was for the SCADA upgrade. I think that's...
Okay, so we budgeted for that.
Yeah, SCADA upgrade was about $4,200. Microsoft wasn't going to support it anymore, and it got done the day before it was supposed to expire, so we wouldn't have any communications with our system.
Oh, yeah. No.
And there was also that that contract that we had with one of the SCADA people, but they were charging us like crazy. Like, they said, oh, you're going to be paying less rates if you pay for this big, like, lump sum, but they still ended up charging us a bunch. So we're not using them anymore, right?
Yeah. Before I came on board, they were awarded a contract. It was Tesco for $8,000, supposed to cover everything, but it was just an initial startup fee, and then they would charge for each visit.
Yeah.
So
it was really misleading.
Yeah.
But anyways, on line 41 we have the water billing system. That one's at 109% of the year. They increased their prices in April, but that's the last we're paying for it for this year. So it's gonna stop at 109%. And are there any questions on that page? Line 49, we have the CWSA. That one ended at 36%. We're no longer participating in that group, so that's where it's going to end. On line 53, we have financial audit, which is at 39%. The auditors came in the other day, so we're probably going to see some bills for that. But also, I believe they bill in a calendar year instead of a fiscal year, so it's kind of weird how it shows up on our financials. Line 55, we have legal services. That one's only at 14%. We don't use legal as much for everything, so that one's going to stay pretty low. On line 63, shop supplies and small tools. This one's at 132%. I believe last month it was already a little bit over because of just some bulk purchases that we had to purchase, but also when we got robbed last month, we had to buy a bunch of tools to replace that. So
I think the original overage was because we bought a well level indicator.
Oh, that's right.
And it had to be sent in for repair. So we purchased it for $1,100, and because the probe got sucked down in the well to get it repaired was $700. So that's why we were over initially. And then after we got robbed, they told the guys, whatever you need, go ahead and get it so we can resume normal operations. And then we will be refunded by the insurance company. We just completed the paperwork. I think we sent that in like last week. So just waiting to hear back from them.
On line 66, we have safety. This one's at 158%. There were 3 eyewash stations that we purchased for the well sites, and then also fire extinguishers and traffic.
What was that? I said we're up to code now.
Yeah.
Stuff that we needed for sure. Line 67, traffic expenses and maintenance. This one's at 127%. There was just the regular like service for the tractor is really expensive, but also we had to get new tires, which was a lot. So that one's at 127%. On line 70, we have water operations on-call phones, which is at 109%. When we started the year, we didn't have the 2 additional employees, so when we got the phones for them for when they're on-call, that's why that one's ending a little bit above. On line 71, total service tools and equipment. Oh, that's for that whole section. It's only at 86%. So some of those were really over, but that section ended up being at 86%. And then down on line 77, our total expenses, it is at 83%. So we're under budget for that. And then our total net income, which is on line 81, is at $440,548. And we were expecting to lose money, so any other questions on that page or anything? Okay. File page is the capital detail. So on line 3 we have the customer shutoff valves. I think that was budgeted pretty high, but also we were kind of holding off till the end of the year anyways just to see where we're at. We did just have a couple bills that are going towards that today, so there'll be more activity on that next month. On line 4, we have the meter replacement. That one's at 94%. We're pretty on track for the 30 meters a month, replacing the meters. And then on to the grant-funded projects. On line 11, we have the groundwater well improvements, which is only at 3% of the year. That's for the test well. There's a couple other projects in there, but the main one that we're focusing on right now is the test well. It did get postponed because the project went to bid, but no bidders came the other day, so we're going to have to postpone it until another date. And then on line 14, we have the Broadway and Main Street gate valve. That project is done. I don't know if all the expenses are included in this report right here or if it's going to show up on next month, but any leftover funds that we have in that one, we're going to try to move to the tank recoating project, which is funded under the same source. So we're going to try to move that in case there's more expenses on that than we're expecting. So that's all that. And on the bottom, we have just a little summary of all the grant-funded projects. The first column is the expenses, so that's all the expenses that we've paid for so far. The funding received is what we've received back from the state so far, and then the total receivable is what we're waiting on. So you can see for the isolation valves, we're still waiting on $1 million to be paid back from the state, but we do have the gap funding from the past agency helping us with that right now. So right now we're looking good, even though the state hasn't paid us back yet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that.
So we owe that $1 million to a past water agency?
We owe them, but we'll pay them when we actually get the money from the state. So it's not going to affect us at all.
Right.
But yeah, we do still owe them that. Any questions?
Okay. No, it was pretty simple.
That is it. And so we will, it is now 5:18 p.m. and we will adjourn to check-in.